There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here for another hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long, and this hour of the broadcast, standing by, one of my favorite guys in the automotive journalism world, Stephen Cole Smith, and we're going to be talking about a whole slew of things with Steve. Also coming up a little later on in this hour, we're going to be joined by a gentleman who's got a new website. And this website lists the vehicles for sale. He thinks he's going to blow the folks at Car Auto Trader and Cars.com and some of the other big boys out of the water, so to speak. We'll find out more a little later on in this hour. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email bob@boblongradio.com. Well, joining us right now is a gentleman that I have tremendous respect for. He is becoming one of our regular contributors here for 2015, an esteemed automotive journalist. He writes for a whole slew of publications, everything from Auto Week to Car and Driver. He is also the editorial director for Motorsports.com, and the gentleman's name is Stephen Cole Smith. Steve, welcome to the program. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, Bob. How are you doing, buddy?
Doing fine, thanks. Apologize, we're running a little bit late, had some technical problems, but we got everything straightened out for you.
No, that's no problem at all.
Well, tell
it
us
actually gave me a chance to watch the end of the IndyCar race, which was a pretty darn good one. Those guys have needed a good race out of the four they've had so far this year, and the one they had today at Barber was really a barn burner. I was really glad to see Joseph Newgarden win his very first race, and I was glad to see Graham Rahal charge up and get a solid second place. It's kind of tiring to see the Penske guys win over and over again, so kind of good to see some fresh names up front today.
Yeah, that's really good news. I agree with you. It's good to see somebody else besides Penske taking the checkered flag. So a great up-to-the-minute report there, Steve. I understand you just got back from a Rolls-Royce trip. I myself have never been on a Rolls trip, so tell us all about it.
Man, I think the last one I was on, Bob, might have been about 1988, back when they were in the Crewe factory over in England, and when it was actually Rolls-Royce. Of course, now BMW is the guys behind Rolls-Royce, just like Audi are the guys behind the Bentley. This was a strange trip, Bob. They took us to the Wynn in Las Vegas, which is still probably the number one hotel out there, and wined us and dined us, fed us some Kobe beef, which I've never had before. They were very proud of the fact that they have that they serve fish that were literally vacationing in Hawaii 24 hours before they hit your plate. They actually have a few fishermen at the Wynn who do nothing but fish for the Wynn in Hawaiian waters. They ice down the fish, they put them on Hawaiian Airlines, they ship them directly to Las Vegas, and like I said, sometimes within 12 hours of them being pulled out of the water, they're on somebody's table, which for Vegas, you don't really think of that as a seafood mecca, but the Wynn, man, if you've ever been there, they kind of make everything possible.
Yeah.
And then having a really good night, the next morning they take us out and we drive the Silver Shadows and the Phantoms. And the thing that really appealed to me about this trip is not just the drive in the cars, Bob. It was the training we got. We got some of the guys who train chauffeurs on how to drive Rolls Royces, and I learned a lot. I'll give you an example. I'm wearing, as you and I travel quite a bit, I've got my good old traveling shoes. They're very light. They're kind of spongy. Absolutely the wrong shoes to wear if you're a chauffeur. You want paper-thin soles, preferably leather, so you can feel the pedals, so you can ease up to a stop sign, so you can gently pull away from a stop sign with the accelerator. I thought I did pretty well, but given the fact that the professional chauffeur kind of of showed me up a little bit. I learned a lot. I learned a lot about the Rolls-Royce, which has, you know, always been an interesting car, and now it's a spectacularly interesting car because the quality has gone up so much, and I finally learned how to drive one.
What a great story, Steve. Let's talk a little bit about the changes that have happened at Rolls since BMW has taken over. Number one, they've had great success with their portfolio, the Phantom, of course, and the Ghost, and the vehicles that you've driven, and they've built some really stunning vehicles like the Drophead Coupe. But power plant-wise, I mean, the thing that really blows me away is looking at the performance numbers of these vehicles. These are not light vehicles at all, and yet they're able to scoot to 60 miles an hour quite quickly.
They really are astounding, Bob. I say they're akin to driving a Range Rover, which, as you know, will do almost anything off-road that anything military will do, yet what, maybe one-half of 1% of the owners actually try to ford streams and climb mountains and climb over boulders. It's just the knowledge of driving a vehicle like that, of knowing what it can do, that's tremendously satisfying. And I think it's the same thing with a Rolls-Royce. It's amazing how well those cars can corner and how much they're able to accelerate with, you know, in some cases over 500 horsepower with BMW-derived engines, although none of the engines are actually found in BMWs. These aren't engines that they just pull out of a 7 Series and stick in a Rolls-Royce. And really, if you're driving it, you know, normally you and I drive cars with performance in mind, but this was a completely different trip in that I was trying to drive it with smoothness in mind. The 8-speed transmission, you almost, if you're driving, you know, as you would if you had a client in the back, you don't want to feel the shifts, and it's amazing that you almost have to look at the tachometer and almost have to just sensitively think, I know it's about to shift, and wait for it to even know it does. It can go through all 8 gears, and I swear, unless you're looking for it, you don't even realize it's going through those gears. The soundproofing is astounding. One of the cars had Goodyear tires. One had Continentals. Both of them perfectly matched to the car. You know, yes, they're expensive. They're tremendously expensive, but, man, you can see where the money goes when you drive a car as if you're driving it as a chauffeur for a client in the back who's particularly well-heeled. And particularly in Las Vegas, the Wynn itself has 9 Rolls-Royces.
Okay.
They picked me up in a stretch Lincoln limo, and I still felt pretty good about that. And I had the conversation that I'm sure you and I have with many taxi cab drivers chauffeurs. What happened to the Lincoln and the Crown Victoria, the best car ever made? You know, these guys are putting 300,000 miles on these because there's nothing to replace them.
Yeah, it is so true. I hear that all the time. Let's talk about some of your upcoming activities. I understand you're going to be busy. Actually, tomorrow you're off to interview both Michael Andretti and Scott Speed. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, the global rallycross is really just now starting to catch on in the U.S. We've had that in Europe. You know, general rally and rallycross is done, you know, over a long course that maybe you can just sit in one corner. But the actual rallycross that Red Bull is sponsoring is done in some sort of a stadium. In fact, they had it down here in Florida, and they will again in the Daytona infield. It's almost like a motorcycle motocross course, except not as many jumps. And they've got some big names like Scott Speed, the former Formula One driver. They've got, Villeneuve's been out there. Some of the guys that have done some really good work in other forms of motorsports have found a place out there. Some of the guys from the Pikes Peak Hill Climb. It's a Ken Block, you know, who's probably the most popular driver among people who are not your age and my age, the people that are 25 years old and watch him, do amazing things with his Ford Focus on YouTube is out there, and he's a tremendously nice guy. I just thought he had an attitude, but we were impressed that at Daytona we watched him literally leave last. Every person that wanted an autograph and a shake hands with Ken Block he stayed around for everybody. So it's really a cool thing.
Yeah, that sounds like a wonderful trip. We look forward to to reading your report on Mario and Scott Speed. Straight ahead, we'll take a pit stop, and then we'll continue to talk to Stephen Cole Smith about some other things that he's got on the agenda. And again, if you have any motorsports questions, this is a perfect time to call in at 855-660-4261. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com. Oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Yes, indeed, you are. And our very special guest is one of our regular contributors for 2015 and beyond, Stephen Cole Smith. He's always been one of my favorite automotive journalists, automotive guys out there, and we're pleased to have him on board here today, and we're going to have him on board many more times, much more often here in 2015. He's been telling us about what he's been up to, and Steve, again, you've got a busy schedule after you talk to Mario Andretti's son, Michael, and Scott Speed tomorrow for the Red Bull Global Rally Cross Series. Then you go up to Laguna Seca, the Mazda Raceway, next weekend for the Tudor Challenge. For those of our listeners who may not be familiar with that particular racing series, tell us all about it.
Well, a lot of people are familiar with Grand Am and with the American Le Mans Series, which are two competing sports car racing series. And last year at Daytona 2014, they got together, made the Tudor United Sports Car Championship under the IMSA banner. So we've had only one sports car racing series, much like the way Champ Car and IndyCar got together about 5 or 6 years ago and made one series, which made, rather than two sort of competing, not that strong series, we've got one strong sports car series. So we'll see those guys race at Mazda Raceway Laguna Seca next weekend. They raced at Long Beach. I was out there. Boy, was that last weekend? I guess it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They've raced a couple times before at Sebring and at Daytona. So it should be a good race at Laguna. It's been an interesting week. This week, Bob, has been a pretty emotional week. One being that we lost Steve Burns, who was a NASCAR reporter on television for years and years. He was only in his 50s, had cancer. We knew it was coming. In a class act at Bristol last week, they called it basically named the race for Steve Burns. And Steve watched it and then died a couple of days later, so I think he knows just the outpouring of sympathy. Not nearly as serious, but pretty emotional anyway. I think it was Thursday night. Dr. McDreamy, we lost McDreamy on Grey's Anatomy, who's been on there forever. Patrick Dempsey, his character died mostly because, even though he had a year left of his contract, he wants to go racing. Bobby wants to go racing full time. He'll be at Le Mans, I think, for the fourth time, the third straight year, the fourth time total that he'll be there this year. He's racing overseas in the World Endurance Championship, getting ready for Le Mans. So a lot of people were caught by surprise knowing that he had another year in his contract, expecting him to live it out, but he ended up dying in a car crash Thursday night. And then today, a completely different kind of an emotional deal. In the NASCAR race, we had Kurt Busch win. And we all know what kind of year Kurt Busch has had. With the charge of beating up his girlfriend at Dover last year, being suspended from Daytona and for some races until he could get that straightened out. And it's kind of amazing he's been able to overcome all that. His sponsor, Gene Haas, of course, the guy who is putting together the Formula One team that's supposed to be on the grid in the next year or so. So the fact that Kurt Busch is back in the winner's circle, I think for the first time in 35 races, he's now the seventh Sprint Cup winner, so he's going to be in the chase. So a pretty event-filled week when it comes to motorsports, and I imagine rolling over to next week, it's going to be just the same.
Yep, busy year so far, no question. Telephone-wise, if you have a question for Steve, we'd love to hear from you at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email bob@boblongradio.com. Speaking of Long Beach last week, that's a race I've never been to, and it's, I understand, not only a cool race the actual day of the race, but there are many other events that lead up to it, including a celebrity race, and there are many different things going on. Tell us a little bit about the whole Long Beach extravaganza, so to speak.
Well, it's funny, Bob. I did a column on that for motorsport.com about Long Beach and a street race. Not so much the competition, but the event itself. This was the 40th race out there, and you think the next oldest street race, continuous street race, I think is St. Petersburg, which is only, I believe, 7 years old. So we've had street races, you know, from Des Moines to Denver to Dallas, and they just don't work, and it's easy to see why people keep trying street races, because you go out to Long Beach, and it is such a gorgeous place. It wasn't always at one time. You don't have to be too old to remember when the start-finish line was next to a porno theater, but it's amazing how the race has developed the town. The town itself, which, you know, if you've ever been to Long Beach, it is an industrial town. Mm-hmm. You go just a mile or so from the track, and that's where it seems like every container from every ship in the world is unloaded and loaded up on some beat-up old 18-wheelers and headed up the Harbor Freeway. The housing over there is pretty grim. I ended up staying at a Best Western that had a group of let's say, largely toothless immigrants out back in those little white resin chairs playing poker, and they were all very friendly, but I wouldn't want to be around them when they ran out of the beer. But just a few miles away, we've got, you know, Westons and a new Hilton inside Long Beach, inside the track itself. You know, there's a bunch of new restaurants, a bunch of growth going on. The downtown is just a jewel now, and it's transformed itself, and a lot of it has to do with the fact it's such a destination for this one weekend. And you're absolutely right. They, the guys that are promoting that, starting with Chris Pook and going on to Jim McAlean, who still races. The guy still gets out there at the 24 Hours of Daytona and rents a Porsche and drives around some, so he keeps his hand in it. You know, they've got, like Friday night, they had Hispanic music, and then Saturday night, they've got American music being, at this time, Motley Crue's Vince Neil. And they have drifters on the track, you know, drifting cars, and it's pretty surreal to be hearing this rock and roll and seeing these drifters just smoking by on the track, you know, just tearing the rubber up. And they've got a really nice display area with a bunch of automotive-related stuff and lifestyle-related stuff. They've got stuff going on all day. They've got the celebrity race, like you mentioned, and I was pretty annoyed because Joshua Morrow, who plays Nick on Young and the Restless, and I admit to the public that I actually watched Young and the Restless, led the entire race and was taken out on the last lap. So I was pretty upset about that because Nick has been having a rough year this year on Young and the Restless. You know, he's his wife and his kid and his dad, everybody's against him. So I kind of wanted to see this guy win a race. And, of course, I can separate Joshua Mora and Nick, but still, after the year the guy's had, and he didn't get an Emmy nomination, I was hoping he was going to get a trophy, but he did.
Very good. And was it pretty well stocked by true celebrities, or was it kind of celebrity fringe type people?
Well, a lot of it, a lot of the celebrities were, again, not in our demographic range,
yeah.
Being they're from Disney and iCarly, and they're 17 and 18 years old. But Robert Pattinson was there. The guy that was the fastest and won overall was Alfonso Ribeiro, who, of course, played Carlton on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and actually won Dances with the Stars a year or two ago. So
Wow. That
guy could be a professional driver, and he has done some professional driving. He came from the back and almost lapped the entire field as one of the professionals.
Absolutely amazing. Steve, we're going to get you back for a full hour after you return from your travels, and we thank you so much for your time here today.
Pleasure, Bob. Let's do it again soon.
Excellent. We'll take a pit stop, and then we're going to talk about a brand new website.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We're live all across North America on great radio stations around the world as well. If you're away from your local station, you can hear us live on GCNLive.com. You can also hear us in podcast form. You can hear us in archive form. You can hear us on demand. You can even hear us via the telephone. We've got special numbers for that set up. For more information, just check out my website, AutoWorldRadio.com. Well, my good friend Lee Morrell, who's a public relations professional in the automotive realm, sent me a note the other day about a brand new site that has been launched. The site is the fastest, most complete used car search engine on the planet. And many people are thinking that this is going to blow Auto Trailer out of the water. It's got a very interesting URL. It's very cool, actually. It's AUTO. So www.auto or http://AUTO. Joining us right now to tell us all about this brand new site. It's my pleasure to welcome Adam Jensen to the airways of Auto World. Adam, thank you very much for your time. How are you doing?
Hey, Bob, I'm well. Thanks for having me. And just really quick to chime in, our domain is actually au.to.
Very good. That is excellent. You know, we're all so used to the .coms and the .nets, but there are so many new sites that have been launched, new domain names, and you've really taken advantage of it with this au.to, because what's better than spelling the word auto with a little period in between?
We think nothing.
That's right. That's a fantastic name. Tell us a little bit about your background. Where do you hail from, as they say, and have you always been involved with automobiles?
Yeah, well, my background got into the car business back in the day. I was at autotrader.com for a few years and was at a few of the other sites. I was at Autobytel for about 5 years. I was at Delix for almost 2 years. And so I've been in the space for quite a while. You know, the founder of Auto, he has been in the business for quite a while as well, about the same time. More on the back end, and made about, if I would say, roughly 500 dealer websites. And so between us, we've been in the business for many years.
Very good. It's out there right now in the beta stage with the largest and only organic search engine for cars. For those of our listeners who may not be really computer savvy, why don't we begin by defining some of those things? What does it mean when we say beta? What does that mean?
Beta just means it's live and up and running. There might be a few bugs here and there. It really just gives us the opportunity to turn the site on and make adjustments while it's on. You know, with this undertaking that we've gone into, it's, I would say, darn near impossible to work out all the bugs. And we decided March 24th was the time, and we thought we were ready enough. And we'll probably be in beta for another 6 to 8 months just to make sure we're, tuning all the way along. But, you know, the site's fully functioning, and there's not many bugs, if any. Again, beta just gives us a chance to let everybody know that we're up and running, but we don't think we're 100% perfect just yet.
That's great. And tell us what you mean by organic search engine for cars. What does that specifically mean?
Well, specifically that means that it acts just like a search engine, very similar to the way Google works. You simply can type in what you're looking for and the results are going to come up. There's no middleman going on. It's very simple. You can, again, simply go in and type what you're looking for, and the results are going to come up, regardless of location, regardless of make and model. Again, if you type in a white Chevy Tahoe, a white Chevy Tahoe is going to come up. And we can do that because we go out and aggregate our own data from across all of the Internet.
Amazing. And you're absolutely correct in saying you can put in the color. I just pulled up the website right now, au.to, and right in the middle there's a search for make, model, color, trim, and it picks up the locale where I'm at right now. You can also, up at the top here, homepage, favorites, recently viewed, sell your car. So you've got the capability also for folks to sell their own ride. Tell us a little bit about how that works.
Well, it's exactly the way it sounds. Consumers can go in there and list their cars, and that's a feature that will always be free to consumers. You know, we want Auto was really conceived to give consumers the best shopping experience, and we figured we could offer them a place for them to list their cars for free instead of paying some other sites out there however much money. We figure that they're going to come back and use the site as well. So it's just a benefit for our consumers.
And another thing that you've got on here is a listing for dealers. Are there specific dealers aligned with you, or is that something that's a work in progress?
Well, a little bit of both. You know, we have dealers that we work directly with. We have some strategic partnerships that we have. But dealers are definitely, we make money from our dealers, but we also want to deliver dealers the best experience as well. And we do that by allowing consumers to click on a vehicle, and they get sent directly to the dealer's website. So we step out of the process once a consumer clicks on the car. They land on the dealer's website, and we step out of the picture. So we create a level of transparency that's really second to none.
That's fantastic. And you've also got an interesting listing here on the homepage, Browse the Most Wanted Vehicles. Let me just click on that right now and see what I come up with. And it gives you the opportunity to select all kinds of different. You're really the best way to do it. I had already started to put in a particular brand, so it's brought up a whole slew of different offerings within that brand. This is really cool. What my particular result yielded 102 of 2 million plus results in less than a quarter of a second. So you guys have got some pretty serious hardware working of the system. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, we're really excited. You know, we have more cars than anybody out there. We have about 300,000 more cars than autotrader.com. And they have more than some of the other players going down the line. So we're really excited about the inventory that we have, and we think that's reason enough for consumers to want to use auto. Then if you couple that with the speed in which the results are delivered, and then the relevance in which the results are delivered as well. We're really excited, and thank you for the kind words.
Yeah, this is really cool stuff, and really like the fact that you guys have given the automotive enthusiasts and consumers alike the opportunity to find exactly their dream vehicle. I mean, I just found a car that I wouldn't mind having, a 2007 vehicle, black, and the mileage on it is only 34,200, and it's located really close by to me. That's very cool indeed. So tell us about some of the other cool features that you've got in the site right now and that you're looking to add in the not-too-distant future.
Oh, well, some of the features that we currently have that we're really excited about, if you look to the right of each listing, there's an analyze button.
Yeah.
And if you click on one of those, you can see that it shows not only there's a regression analysis, which basically shows the price compared to in-market similar cars, but it also shows nationwide cars. So if you are feeling, you know, comfortable or uncomfortable with the price that you think you would pay for that car, you can simply click on the analysis and see where that car stacks up with, you know, cars that are this same match in the nation. And all of those vehicles in that analysis are live tiles, so you could actually click on any one of those buttons. It will take you to that vehicle, so you can compare it for yourself and take a look at it and see if it's as nice as the one you're looking at, not as nice, or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, that is really cool. And in addition to the analysis, you've also got the other buttons. As you mentioned, you've got a go button, and you've also got a button to flag it as a favorite. When we come back on the other side, we're going to continue our conversation with Adam as he talks all about this brand new website, AU.TO. Boy, I wish I had snagged that one before you guys, but good luck to you. That's great. When we take a pit stop on the other side, more with Adam and your calls, 855-660-4261. This is Auto World.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, they got a fine machine.
Welcome back, everybody. We're telling you all about a really cool new website. I've been playing with it here throughout the commercial break. A great, easy URL. Domain to remember, it's simply au.to. That's au.to, and it's just recently been launched, literally within the last few days. And we're getting the inside scoop here from Adam Jensen, who's telling us all about this very cool website. And in poking around the site, Adam, you've got lots of cool, you know, other data features. Like I looked up another vehicle, and it gave me a listing of various ones in the 100 miles within where I live, and it showed like how many days the vehicle had been on sale, and it also showed a direction of price, whether it was going up or going down.
Yeah, we're excited about that feature as well, and that can work twofold for a consumer. If the car's been on the lot for a long time, the price is dropping, it's not selling, the consumer could go in and think, hey, I could go in and play a little bit of, you know, hardball with a dealer and give them some incentive to get the car moved. They've been sitting on it, the price is going down, no one's buying it, so let me make them an offer. The other side of that is if the car is getting a lot of looks, it's been on the market for a couple of days, and there's a lot of interactions, then the consumer might be incentivized to hurry up and get in there if it's a really good deal.
Yeah, absolutely. So you really have got your sights set on some big players, like, as you said, Auto Trader, but many others out there. What are some of the things that make you guys better than some of the other players in the used car engine search marketplace? Is it simply the amount of data, the amount of retrieval capability that you guys have?
No, you know, I mean, I think first and foremost, we're the only truly organic search engine with any of those big guys. But I think the big differentiating factors are, you know, primarily we're bigger just based on the size of our inventory. We have just about 2.1 million vehicles, and we think we can get that number up to about 2.5. We're faster in that you can type in what you're looking for, and the results are going to come up, as you said, in milliseconds. So that alone, you know, the amount of inventory and the speed in which they're delivered really changes the game. And then with our AutoRank technology, the results that come up are much more relevant than what anybody else is doing. So, you know, we think we're bigger, we're better, and we're faster.
And right on the front page, you've got top-line models. Browse top-line models from all the manufacturers and popular searches. You can see today's most searched vehicles, where you live, and that's interesting to check out to see what other people in your particular neck of the woods are looking at. So very, very cool stuff here.
Thank you.
As you continue to grow with this, what are some of the goals that you have for the website as you load more and more technology into it?
Gosh, I don't know how much more technology we can put into it. It's been about 3 years to get to where we are now. You know, some of the long-term goals, well, short-term goals, we plan on going international, you know, breaking into Canada, breaking into Europe, and we're looking to get into Australia and New Zealand in the coming months. I think those are probably the major short-term goals. You know, on the external side, internally, we have, you know, some other objectives. Obviously, growing the site and getting our traffic up to, you know, a level that we think is respectable.
Sure, that only makes sense. And we've had a couple of people email us up, including, let's see, Ralph just shot me an email. Ralph is listening in Georgia, and he wants you to explain a little bit about the AutoRank listing that you have on many of the vehicles that are listed on AU.to.
Sure. So our AutoRank is our technology that ranks vehicles on a ton of different signals, but it's we're the first company to rank vehicles on user-predicted interest. So it's not just make, it's not just mileage. We rank vehicles on any number. There's probably, I would say, about 25 to 30 different signals that we rank vehicles on, including color. So we take all of these things into consideration to rank the vehicle. Our auto rank doesn't dictate the price of the vehicle. We just think, hey, this is a good deal based on all these indicators, including dealer reviews.
Yeah, and those are all great indicators there. And
so it really just gives the consumer, it kind of takes some of the heavy lifting out, and we think that as a consumer searching for any vehicle, and if they're looking within a specific radius, that one of the first five cars that comes up is probably going to be the car that they should buy. And that's a great question. Thanks, Ralph, for emailing.
And in addition to that particular little thing that you can check out, little acronym in the search engine, you've also got, again, the number of the length of time, like this particular vehicle I'm looking at right now, 52 days, 17 hours, and then you can click on the Analyze button as well. So you've got an awful lot covered within one little interesting listing, which is fantastic.
Yeah, that's funny that you bring up the hours. You know, we index, list, and delist cars faster than anybody in the business. Our inventory is refreshed daily. Sometimes, a lot of times, it's hourly. We could hit every dealer in the country in a matter of hours. that gives us the precious content. So we could have a vehicle listed on Auto within minutes of a dealer putting it on their website, and that could be anywhere from 24 to 36 hours faster than some of these other sites out there.
Yeah, that's not easy, I would imagine, you know, getting that information that quickly.
No, that's a huge understatement. Yeah, easy. It was a tremendous undertaking for us to get to where we are, and we really think that we have the best product in the market right now.
Excellent. Well, how's the launch been in beta form just in the last few days that you've been up?
It's been amazing. We were on another site, this site called Product Hunt, which really helped boost up our launch as well. And with the launch, traffic has been amazing. It's the response from both consumer end, dealer end, industry side. We've had some nice pieces done on us, some nice articles, some nice reviews. It's been amazing. It's been humbling. We just feel really fortunate to be in the position we're at, and we're really looking forward to what the next few months bring us.
Excellent. How about yourself as you've built this very automotive-centric website? Has it increased your enthusiasm for automobiles, or you've kind of kept that separate?
Well, no, I've always sort of had a passion for cars, and I've always was always interested in looking at cars and buying cars. And the cool thing about auto, it really allows not just me, but auto enthusiasts the ability to really just discover cars. Maybe cars that you weren't looking at or you had no interest in looking at, but you just kind of wondered. You can find the results in milliseconds. And why not look and see how much, this Ferrari F-150 Spider or this AMG 63 cost? Just because.
Yeah, absolutely. And quite often you can find some bargains on some dream machines like that, because some of the dream machines tend to depreciate it at quite a rapid level, and you'd be surprised, something that was totally unobtainable 10 years ago when it was a brand new car, now today on the used marketplace, you can actually get into some of those dream machines, which, always gets me searching around and doing a little bit of daydreaming as well.
Well, absolutely, and I think also with auto, it allows you to find those cars in parts of the country that maybe it would have taken a lot longer to try to find. If you're in California and you're looking for a car, but you're willing to search all over the place, nationwide, you could find that car in one click. And if we have it, you'll be able to get it. And it's really inexpensive to ship a car cross country these days. And we've had people call us already and saying that they found a car across the country and they've had them shipped. So we've had results from the local level all the way to, getting cars shipped across the country on a like you said, the dream machine.
That's great. Well, this is a wonderful site, the result of a lot of hard work. And, Adam, I really want to thank you very much for coming on board and telling us all about it. Once again, the site is au.to. You got to check it out. I just did, and I'm blown away. Adam, we'll keep in touch. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long.
Burning the night away, two lips touching together.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
As a parent, one of my greatest concerns is for the safety and well-being of my family. But no matter how concerned I am, it doesn't take the place of taking action and preparing for the unknown. I plan by having a GoFood savings account where I allocate a little money each month to have health store quality food delivered to my door at budget store prices. Although GoFoods are storable for 25 years, they are family mealtime favorites even today. My family asking to eat the food that we are storing lets me know that when we only have the food we stored to live on, that we won't have the added stress of eating unfamiliar or undesirable food. Buying GoFoods is investing in the future of my family. Convenient packages allow me to buy according to my budget, and I get free shipping on my monthly orders. To set up your GoFood savings account, call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753.